trying to put myself back into that particular moment. I remember parts of it, but in general, what I would do is he sang to me. I guess he must have. I'm assuming he sang, bum 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 bum.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure. I guess he probably shouted "Let's Go Blue." Actually, I have I told you I have the score, the original score here, and my sketch, and I looked at it and I saw that this is definitely George's handwriting. He wrote "Yell, Let's Go Blue."
Oh, fantastic.
And I thought that was very funny because I don't remember if I realized that that was what was going to happen there or not. So probably after I finished the sketch and I showed it to him before I did the full arrangement, he probably wrote, "Yell, Let's Go Blue" there. I recognized his handwriting immediately, and I thought, well, that is really very funny, because I didn't remember that at all. So he would have sung that bass line to me or some version of it, and then I sat at the piano, and I thought about it, and I tried to figure out what it was structurally that we were trying to do. You know, I could have made lots of different choices. I could have just repeated bum 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 ba bum 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 ba bum 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 ba bum 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 ba bum bum. You know, you can just going like that and get the audience more and more riled up or something in expectation. I really have no idea what I was probably thinking at the time. But I settled on doing the bass line by itself once, and then doing it, in other words, bum, 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 bottom, and then doing it again an octave higher, partly because I wanted to get the rest of the band in it, and if you start with just the bass line, then it's, you know, probably just the tubas. But I was always, you know, I took lessons with Jerry Billick. You know who Jerry Billick is?
Oh, yeah, that great arranger.
One thing that he always taught was that for the most part, everybody's playing all the time because, you know, you got 100,000 people that are 100 yards away, more than that, and you're not in a concert hall, so there's no reverberation, and so you have to use all your resources as well as you can.
Mm-hmm.
So at the very beginning, I had the tubas playing, but I also had the trombones playing and the alto horns playing and all the woodwinds down in the lower octaves. This is getting very esoteric. It's probably nothing.
Well, it's fascinating. Actually, maybe this is a good point to play the start of the 1977 version that you sent us. Let's go to the next part.
The third and fourth part. It's 8 bars. Each phrase is 8 bars. And the first 2 bars is the bass lead, the tubas and the trombones and the alto horns. And then the second 2 bars, the bars 3 and 4, the trumpets are up one more octave in unison. And then the next 2 bars, I just got bored with that damn bass line. And so if the bass line is the melody, then it goes on for four bars. Bum, 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 ba-dum, bum, 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 ba-dum. And then I added my own melody, which is bum, bum, ba-dum, 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 bum, bum, bum. Start at the beginning and
okay.
I'll just count it through.
Gotcha.
That's a bit.
Okay.
And the trumpets are added. Here's part. And then it repeats, that whole thing repeats.
Right.
So you hear that.
see.
Okay, this is the middle of the second.
Yeah.
The second track.
Okay, here we go.
That's the second section now. Right. So what I know that what I was thinking was I wanted to come up with a substantial piece of music as opposed to just this repeating bass line idea.
I see.
So there's a second section, which is, I guess you'd call it a contrasting section. The bass line becomes just the bass line accompaniment of a completely different melody, where the trumpets go, and I'll sing it for you, better do it in an octave than I can sing. Bum, bum.
I see.
I think that it was probably, what can I do after that bass line? And, you know, I want to do something else. So I just started singing something that seemed to generate from that. Came up with that thing for the trumpets, and I harmonized the trumpets. And then I realized, in a sort of a true Michigan marching band, Jerry Billick fashion, the trombones needed a counter melody. Not to make it too highfalutin sounding, but it's counterpoint. Like Baroque music, the setting very, very artsy and highfalutin. It's just that the trombones are going down while the trumpets are going up, or while the trumpets are holding steady in this case. And that just gives the whole thing more movement, more fun, more volume, more interest. It's arranging more than it is composition, but composition and arranging are intimately related. What I did is an arrangement based on this bass line. So I came up with that new melody. Well, I guess that's composition, you know, but I don't want to make too much of it. It's not Beethoven.
It's not Beethoven, but it sure has had an enduring power.
It's a lot of fun, you know. There's no question that it's fun. I had no idea how much fun it was going to be.